with it.
Thank you.
This is a pair.
Told you not to put that.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, we're ready again.
Ready now?
Yep, we're ready now.
Case number 10,350, J.L. Carpenter Senior Family Limited Partnership, north of Road 259, 1 mile east of Road 257. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Folks, I need you up here first. State your names and addresses for the record.
I'm Tammy Carpenter. I reside at 27103 Carpenter Road, Milton, Delaware.
James Carpenter Jr., same address.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. I'm James Carpenter. This is my wife, Tammy. We're representing James. As a commodity shed located at our farm on 27113 Carpenter Farm Lane. What you have in front of you is an aerial photograph of the proposed building, as well as a letter from the other general partner, my sister, stating her position as well. What we encountered in the proposed building is we have an adjacent grain system here that has guide wires that's supporting the grain elevators, and that anchor point would be in the location of the one wall, or actually 6 feet, inside the proposed building. So if we could set the proposed building back 6 feet, we could put the exterior wall adjacent in line with the anchor point and alleviate any hardship concerning that.
I see on your drawing you have a tree line. You don't have markers, your property markers? You call it the tree line?
It is a tree line, that's correct. It has an old barbed wire fence. We own, or the family has owned both properties for some time, and we treat them one and the same.
Is there a mobile home on the adjacent property?
The mobile home is not on the adjacent property. Mobile home is located on the Family Limited Partnership's property.
Mm-hmm. No, the reason we do this is because we normally have that is that you may have to come back in, you know, if 5 foot is not enough, then you'd have to come back in for another variance, you know, and you're only saying from the tree line, is that correct? You don't have a...
That is correct.
And you measured that yourself.
That is correct. That's right.
The on your drawing, it's showing the proposed building to be 5 feet from the property line.
That was the original drawing. The 5 feet from the property line gives us plenty of leeway. The actual measurements come out to 9 feet from the property line.
9 foot?
9 feet.
So you're looking for a 6 foot variance?
That's correct.
Okay. Because you got a lot of guide wires there. I went by and seen it. You said there's guide wires in your way that hold that.
Yes, there's probably 10 yards of concrete and a hole to anchor the.
Definitely. I went and seen that.
Okay.
So that's what's causing a little hardship there on that side.
What's the use of the Mitchell Farms property next door?
It is strictly agriculture.
So both properties are agriculture.
Right.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
One more thing. The adjacent property, there are no improvements directly opposed to this proposed building, correct?
That is correct.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions,
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 10,350. It's a minimal variance to full relief and one more central character of the neighborhood, and there's no other, can't move the cable, so I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,350. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Case number 10,351, Roberts Auctions,